Hello?
Hello, Tamaya?
Yes.
Hi, I'm so sorry about that. I am not sure what
Sorry,
happened.
the phone must have, I must have got walked into a bad spot.
Yeah, no worries at all. Is this okay for us to talk now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And again, I just want to remind you, my name is Hannah, and we are still on the recorded line here. Okay,
Okay.
so the last part that we were at for the social, and I did unfortunately only just get the first three numbers. Would you be
Okay.
able to read the rest out?
Okay, yes. 372-27-9500.
Perfect. And that was 372-27-9500. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And I already have an email here on file, which is 123miiar@gmail.com. Is that still a good email for you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what's the best address for you?
804-804 Bennett Court, Bennett
Okay.
CT.
Okay. And is that in Carmel?
No, that's in Pensacola, Florida.
Oh,
32508.
32508. Okay. And is there a unit number or apartment number, or is it a house?
It's a house.
Okay, got it. So I'll read that back to you, which is 804 Bennett Court, Pensacola, Florida, 32508. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And in terms of the actual Depo Provera, from what you recall, did you have the shots by the actual doctor, medical staff, or did you inject the shots yourself after they were prescribed to you?
They were prescribed to me.
Okay, and you had taken the actual shots yourself, meaning you picked them up from the pharmacy and you administered yourself, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. So in terms of the usage from what I can see here when you're using it, so you had used it from 2021 was when you ended it and you started in 2019.
Yes.
So that's about 2 years and 3 months approximately. And typically the shots are administered once every 3 months. So that would mean about, let's see, that's two, so that's eight plus one. So that would be roughly nine depot shots that you had in total. Does that sound about right to you?
Or eight between
Eight?
there,
Okay, sure. We'll
between
go ahead and
there.
put eight. Yeah, we'll go ahead and put eight. And in terms of the doctor that actually prescribed you the shots, what was your doctor's name?
Charles Blay.
Did you say that was Charles Blaine or Blake?
Blay, Blay.
Blay. Okay, in Pensacola. Okay, I found him. Okay, got it. Okay. And the pharmacy that you picked up the medication at, was that at the hospital pharmacy or a local pharmacy to you?
A local, it was at CVS.
CVS, okay. Okay, and would that be the CVS on 9th Avenue, Scenic Highway, Bayou, 9th Avenue, Palafox? Do you remember which CVS it was?
Scenic Highway.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Okay, and in terms of the actual meningioma, when you were diagnosed, would you happen to recall how it was that they diagnosed you? Was it through a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
An MRI.
MRI. Okay, got it. Thank you. Okay. And the actual doctor that diagnosed you, which doctor was that?
What was the doctor's name?
Yes.
Lynn Anderson.
Lynn Anderson. Okay. Okay, and you said that was Lynn as in LYNN?
GLENN.
Okay, got it. Lynn Anderson. Okay, got it. Neurosurgeon. Okay, perfect. And did you see Dr. Glenn at his actual office, or was there a hospital that you had gone to?
A hospital.
Okay, and which hospital was that?
Baptist Hospital.
Baptist Hospital. Okay, got it. Okay, and that would be the one on Baptist Way. So let me go ahead and put in the address and their phone number. Okay, and prior to being diagnosed with your meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with any other forms of cancer?
No.
Okay, and in terms of the treatment that you received for your meningioma, was that also Dr. Glenn that you had gone to, or was there a separate doctor that had given you your treatment plans?
It was Dr. Glenn.
Dr. Glenn. Okay, got it. Let me go ahead and put in their information. And what type of treatment did he administer to you? Radiation? Did you have to have a surgery?
Yes, I had to have a surgery, and then I had to do radiation therapy.
Okay, thank you so much. And I'm sorry to hear that you had to go through that.
It's a part of the life. It already happened.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you're very strong. But thank you for sharing this information with me. And, of course, going through that process, especially with the surgery, that would indicate that you were hospitalized during this process. Is that correct?
Yes.
Would you happen to remember the rough time frame of these dates? Would you happen to remember maybe the month and year, or how long after it was that you were diagnosed that you did have the radiation therapy and surgery? Do you remember that when that was?
Which, say it again?
So when you were hospitalized, do you remember the dates?
The date that I was hospitalized?
That's correct.
It was around, I want to say September.
September, okay. And how long would you say that you were there for? Like a week or so? Less than a week?
A week.
A week, okay.
About a week.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and put in a week in September of 2021. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, got it. And at Baptist Hospital, they are going to have the medical records that do show your diagnosis. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And last thing here is I'll just need an emergency contact from you. We're not able to share any information about your case to them. It's just so that we have a secondary phone number just in case this one gets disconnected.
Yes.
And it could be anyone. It could be a family member, a friend, anyone you'd like.
You ready?
Yes, go ahead.
It would be Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A.
T-O-N-Y-A, okay.
And Gardner. What's her?
Gardner, okay. Okay, and I'm ready for her phone number whenever you have it up.
772.
Okay.
259.
259? 6492. 6492?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And who is Tonya to you?
She's a friend.
Thank you so much. All right, great. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get this generated for us. What you can do in the meantime, if I'm not already, is you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Oh. On speakerphone?
Yes, because I'm going to send you a document through both your email and text message. So we do just want to make sure that you're able to look at your phone while still have me on the line.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Bear with me one moment here while I go ahead and generate that. Okay. Okay, so let me go ahead and do that. Okay, just bear with me one moment. I'm having some difficulty here. Okay, so I am going to have to, I am going to have to go over this information just because as of right now, it looks like we are having some technical difficulty. So the number that I'm calling you on right now is actually my direct number. So once I am able to get this figured out, I will go ahead and give you a call back at this number, and we can go over the forms together, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. I'm sorry about that, but I'll call you back maybe in a couple minutes here, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.